الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل بني آدم خطاء، وخير الخطائين التوابون. وقال: الدعاء مخ العبادة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My dear respected elders and my friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It truly does feel like that just yesterday, or just a few days ago, or a few moments ago, the news of Ramadan coming came in, and we started Ramadan. And it was the first day where the Huffaz, they started leading Taraweeh, and they started from Surah Fatiha and then from Surah Baqarah. It truly does feel like that was just a few days ago. And we look at it now, and we're already at a moment in time of Ramadan that the Huffaz have already completed the entire Quran in the Taraweeh Salah, some a few days ago, some yesterday, like we had over here. And 27 days of the blessed month of Ramadan have already passed by. 27 out of 30 days have already passed by. And it's moments like this that remind us of the hadith, and where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that لا تقوم الساعة حتى يتقارب الزمان فتكون السنة كالشهر. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in this hadith that Qiyamah will never come, the day of judgment will never come until the moment, meaning as Qiyamah comes closer and closer and closer, it will become such that يتقارب الزمان, the time, it will come closer and closer together. And he explains what this means, and he goes on to say, فَتَكُونُ السَّنَةُ كَالشَّهْرُ, an entire year will be like a month. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to say, فَتَكُونُ الشَّهْرُ كَالْيَوْمُ, and 1 month will become like a day. وَتَكُونُ الْيَوْمُ وَيَكُونُ الْيَوْمُ كَالسَّاعَةِ, and that 1 day, it will become like 1 hour. And obviously, this does not mean that the entire year will become the span of just 1 month, just 30 days, or 1 week will become 1 day. But what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means by this hadith is that as Qiyamah comes closer and closer, the barakah in that time, the blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that time, it will be taken away. And because of that, even though so much time will be passed by, or so much time will pass by, the feeling of that time will become very little. Just like we can see it with our own eyes today, that the entire month of Ramadan, 27 out of 30 days have passed by of this blessed month, but it feels like very few days have passed by. It feels like just yesterday we started the Quran, and in reality, just yesterday we finished the entire Quran in the Taraweeh Salah. And obviously, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is as-sadiq, is al-ameen. Every single word that comes out of the blessed month of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mouth, it is complete and it is the absolute truth. But we can see it with our eyes, this hadith and the meaning of this hadith. Nevertheless, the month of Ramadan is coming to an end. 27 days have passed. The question now is that the entire month has passed by, and alhamdulillah, the ones of us who have worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say alhamdulillah on that. And the ones that think that we should have done better, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that these few days that remain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that tawfiq that we can worship Him. But the question now is that so many days have passed, but how do we finish, how do we complete the month of Ramadan in a way where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes happy, And how do we complete the month of Ramadan in a way that we can look back into this time of our life? We can look back at this Ramadan in our lives, in the hereafter. We look back at this Ramadan and we can say that, yes, alhamdulillah, that was the Ramadan. That was the Ramadan that changed my life. That was the Ramadan that became the reason for me to gain the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we complete our Ramadan in this way? And when we look at it, this Ramadan, it was a chance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single thing, every single blessing, every single moment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, this is a chance that He has given us. And this is the call from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glory be to Him. But that call from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this chance that He has given us, it's not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, it benefits and it completely benefits us. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions, and it's a hadith Qudsi, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that, O people, if all the people from the beginning of time till the end of time, meaning the first person to come and the last person to come, if all of those people, and all of the jinns as well, if they all came together and became the most pious of people, they became the pious as much as they could be, they became as pious as they could be, even then, مَا زَادَ ذَلِكَ فِي مُلْكِ شَيْئًا أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that even then, all those people becoming as pious as they can, even that does not elevate my status and my honor, and it does not increase my kingdomship in any way. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's might. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as-samad. He doesn't need anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of our worship. But these chances and this call that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us with, this is only to benefit us, Ramadan. I mentioned during Ramadan as well, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves a people, what He does is that He gives them chances to do good. And He gives them chances that the people can take heed of that chance, they can take benefit from it, and they can get closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the chance. Ramadan is a chance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, so that we can take benefit from it and gain His closeness. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in many ahadith, that when Ramadan comes, the doors of Jahannam are closed, Shaitan is locked up, and the doors of Jannah are opened, and they are not closed until the last day and the last night of Ramadan. These are all virtues of Ramadan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making it easier and easier for us to do good, and making it easier and easier, easier for us to stay away from evil. So this is a chance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ramadan. How do we complete it in such a way that we can look back at it, and we can say that, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me this chance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called me, and I took benefit from this chance the way I should. What can we do in these last few days that we can say that in the future, inshallah? So point number one being, is that the first thing that we need to do is that we show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shukr. We show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say alhamdulillah. Because when we look at our lives, and we introspect, our eyes truly widen and they open, that the number of blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is immense. He Himself, He mentions in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the people so many blessings that it is innumerable, meaning it is impossible to count all those blessings. And just as an example, out of the many human beings that live in the world right now, approximately 8 billion people. Out of those 8 billion people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His infinite mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us from those approximately 2 billion people who are Muslim. And even from those 2 billion people that are Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His infinite mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made us from those Muslims who have the security, who have the freedom, and who have the ability to take care and to take benefit from Ramadan. And even from those people who have the ability and who have the security, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His infinite mercy, He made us from those people that really truly understood the importance of Ramadan. Because my brothers, throughout the entire Ramadan, we came here, we stood in Taraweeh. Throughout the month of Ramadan, the days we fasted, we prayed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Quran, His book. And we did many, many worships. But it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had given us that tawfiq and that ability, who had given us that thought in our hearts and in our minds that we should do this. He gave us the thought of the importance of Ramadan. He gave us the ability, He gave us the knowledge of how to pray the Quran. He gave us the ability in our legs that we can walk to the masjid, we can come to the masjid however we did, and we can stand in Taraweeh. He gave us the ability and that tawfiq, that thought, that throughout the days, we can fast and we can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because as we all know, there are many, even Muslims, that they don't have this tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't have this thought that Ramadan is passing by, but throughout the days they're eating. Throughout the nights, Taraweeh might not have any importance to them. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us this ability. And He has brought us to the masjid every single night. And He has given us the ability that we prayed Taraweeh and we fasted throughout the day. Because as we all know, this ability that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, if we don't take care of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He can take it away without a moment's notice. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talks about a people, and He says that those people, they lived in a very, very nice place, right? They had all the fruits coming to them, and one of the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to them was that wherever they wanted to travel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very easy for them to travel there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He would shorten the distance for them, and they would travel to wherever they wanted in a very short span of time. This is the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them. But those people, they didn't show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in their minds and in their thoughts, they had that, you know, even though we have this blessing, we want to feel the burden of journey. Even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made it so that their journey was very easy, they had this thought in them that we wanted to feel the burden of journey. And they didn't do the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions that because they didn't show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any gratitude, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He took that blessing away from them. That blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would shorten their distance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away from them. And what they wanted to feel the burden of journeys. They now felt it after not showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this ability and this tawfiq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, it's His blessing. We have to take care of it. And we have to show the gratitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So point number one being that we show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever worship we have done in the past 27 days. And for the next few days that are coming, we don't forget that Ramadan is still going on. Even though the Quran was completed in Taraweeh yesterday, there are still a few days left. We take heed and we take benefit from these very few days. And one of the ways we can show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we really take benefit from these few days. Whatever days that we have, we take these moments and we think about ourselves. And we introspect. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He said, that ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam, that O people, O believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained and He has made sawm and fasting fard upon you. At the very end of that ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself, He says, that la'allakum tattaqoon. That the entire reason or one of the main reasons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made sawm and fasting fard on you is that so you may gain God consciousness. That you gain the sifa and the attribute of taqwa. Meaning you gain the attribute that wherever you are, whenever it is, you have this thought in your mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. This is taqwa. And inshallah, this sifa and this attribute, it can save you from doing many sins. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in one hadith, that ittaqillaha haythuma kunt, that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have this in your mind, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me, haythuma kunt, wherever and whenever you are. This is what taqwa is, that we have this constant reminder that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. So we take these very few days that we have left and we introspect, we think about ourselves. That in Ramadan, yes, we did fast. In Ramadan, yes, we did pray Taraweeh. But this sifah, this attribute of taqwa, have we gained it? And if we haven't, then these few days, we should really try and we should try to gain this attribute. Another thing that we really need to see the importance of is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's sad to say, but as a Muslim ummah, as Muslim people, we have forgotten the power that dua has, that dua holds. When a person, he goes through some calamity, some difficulty in this world, you know, many times the first thing that he does is that he goes to other people. And he asks them that, you know, I'm going through this and I'm going through that. Can you help me with this? Or can you do this? Can you do so and so for me? We as Muslims, the first thing we should do whenever we're in a calamity, whenever we face any hardship, is that we raise our hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, they narrate about themselves and they say that the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, they would make dua for anything and everything. Anything, any hardship that would befall them, any calamity that they would be in, they would make dua for. It doesn't matter how small. And in that hadith, in that narration, it says, even if they didn't have salt in their house, the first thing that they would do is that they would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for salt. And if one of the laces and if one of the straps of their slippers and their sandals broke, they would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that slipper and for that strap of the sandal. So they would make dua for everything and anything. We need to remind ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the Rabbul Asbab. Right? In this world, we have the idea of sabab, that there is something that causes something in this world. For example, going to buy salt from the grocery store, it's a sabab in this world. Or money is a sabab in this world, that we can get things because of that money. But the one who runs this entire system and this entire world, the Rabbul Asbab, the person who controls all these sababs, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He constantly tells us that, you know, make dua to me. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that the Sahaba, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, oh Rasulullah, how should we make dua? Should we make dua quietly? Should we make dua loudly? How should we make dua? What are the etiquettes of dua? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an ayah is revealed on him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'm very near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةِ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانَ. That whenever a caller is calling me, whenever someone calls me, when my slave, he calls me, when my servant, he calls me, أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةِ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانَ. Whenever he's calling me, I accept it. Right? This is the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, this dua. That although we have these asbab and these sababs in this world, but we also need, and we need to, the first thing that we do is we need to call upon Rabbul Asbab. We call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, that laysa shay'un akrama 'ala Allah ta'ala min ad-du'a. That there is nothing more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than a person making dua, than a person raising his hands, acknowledging his own weakness and acknowledging the strength and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything that he likes. But there are two things to keep in mind when making dua. Number one is that when we make dua, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looking at His power and His might. A lot of the times, you know, we think that, you know, I have something very small, I want it to become a lot, but how is it possible? Right? In terms of the worldly aspects, it's almost impossible that something very small becomes to the amount that I want it to. But let us not forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is impossible for Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over everything. So when we remember and when we look at His might and His power, we make dua in those terms. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي that I am with my servant and I deal with my servant in the way that he thinks I am. So we look at the power and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and looking at that might, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever we want. And the second thing is, when making dua, to keep in mind, is that when we make dua, it is not necessary for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept that dua right away, and that whatever we asked for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to us in the next minute, in the next day, or that we can see the fruit of that dua very quickly. This is not necessary. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in a hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't reject any Muslims, any believers' dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't reject it. But there are one of three ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that dua. Number one, obviously, being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever that servant of Allah made dua for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to him. Maybe right away, maybe later on, maybe in a few years. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that to that servant of his. That's the first way. The second way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't give that servant whatever he asked for. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He does is that He uses that dua and He saves that servant from any calamity that would befall him. So instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving the servant what he wanted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He saves him from some calamity that would befall that servant. And obviously we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb, right? And the being that knows what is best for us, it's not us, it's not ourselves. We don't know what's best for ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Rabb, our Lord, He is the one who knows what's best for us. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't give us what we asked for, and He saves us from some other calamity that would have befallen us, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision for us, and we are happy with it. Right? We say Alhamdulillah. And the third way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He accepts a believer's dua, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He keeps that, He stocks that dua, He keeps that for that servant in the hereafter. And in the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He'll give that servant the reward of that dua. And in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that the people who made dua in this world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't give them the reward or didn't give them the fruit of that dua in this world, when they see the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them in the hereafter, they will think to themselves and they will wish that, oh Allah, I wish that I had made so many du'as in the world and you had never shown me the fruit and you had never given me the reward for any one of them in this world. That's what he would wish. That is the amount of reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives for a dua that we made, that He doesn't give us the result for in this world. So point number one being, how do we complete this Ramadan? Is point number one being, we show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying Alhamdulillah on whatever worship that we have done so far in the past 27 days. And we take benefit from these very few days that we have left. And how can we take benefit? We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we pray His Quran, we pray salah, we continue with our taraweeh salah, so on and so forth. And the second point that we need to keep in mind when completing Ramadan is that very important, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, tawbah. None of us over here and none of us in the world can claim that they are completely pure. We have this aqidah and this belief that in the entirety of humanity, the only people who are infallible and who have never disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the Prophet alayhim salatu wasalam. They are the only beings who haven't disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Besides the Prophets and the Anbiya, every single one of us, we have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And very possible, we've disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the month of Ramadan, and very possible inside the month of Ramadan as well. We might be fasting, but while fasting, you know, we backbite someone. Or while fasting, we talk bad about someone and we slander someone. Or we say some bad words to someone. Or we listen to something that we shouldn't have. So even while fasting, even during the month of Ramadan, is a high possibility that we have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that kullu bani adam khatta'un. That every single human, khatta'. And khatta' is an ism al-mubalagha, ism al-mubalagha. And in the Arabic language, an ism al-mubalagha is used for something when that attribute is found in a very high matter. Khati means a person who does something wrong, who mistakes, who does a sin. Khata is a person who sins a lot. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ. That every single human being, they have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot. But he goes on to say, وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. That the best of those sinners, the best of those people who have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot, are التَّوَّابُونَ, the people who ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And the importance of this tawbah, it doubles in the month of Ramadan. We have that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrated, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, that بُعْدًا لِمَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانٍ فَلَمْ يَغْفَرْ لَهُ. He says, curse be upon that person, may that person be far away. بُعْدًا لِمَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانٍ, who found Ramadan. He lived through Ramadan, فَلَمْ يَغْفَرْ لَهُ, but he wasn't able to get himself forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بُعْدًا لِمَنْ أَدْرَكَ, curse be upon that person. He goes on to say, that إِذَا لَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فَمَتَى, that if a person isn't able to get himself forgiven in the month of Ramadan, when the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showered upon the people, the gates of Jahannam are closed, shaitan is locked away, the gates of Jannah are opened. If a person isn't able to get himself forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month, إِذَا لَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فَمَتَى, that when all these mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all these blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showered upon the people, if he's not able to get himself forgiven, then when can he get himself forgiven? So the second point being, it is very important that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. That may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He forgive our sins that we did before Ramadan, and also the sins that we did inside Ramadan, our major sins, our minor sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while we leave this masjid, we don't leave in a manner, but that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven our sins completely. And finally, the third point, is that we've worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, and we show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accepts that worship. Because truly, the worship that we have done, none of us can say that it is worthy of being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know ourselves. There's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, that كَمْ مِنْ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الظَّمَى. He says that there are so many people that they fast, but لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الظَّمَى. He gains nothing from that fasting but thirst. The blessings and the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that should come to him because he fasted, he doesn't get it. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ إِلَّا السَّهْرِ. That there are so many people who stand in the nightly prayer, who stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ إِلَّا السَّهْرِ. That they don't gain anything from that prayer, from standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but staying awake. So we know ourselves that the worship that we've done during the fast, we've done things that we weren't supposed to. We've backbited, we've listened to things that we shouldn't have. We've disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the taraweeh, or in any prayer, in any salah, we know that our minds, they are, you know, running around. We are thinking about a multitude of things. And very seldom is our focus regarding salah and regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can't claim that our worship it is worthy enough so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it. And subhanallah, a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the angels, when they come on the day of Qiyamah, right? And who are the angels? The angels are those beings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes them in the Quran and He says, لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ. That those angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ, they never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. And they only do those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded them to. So they never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know that there are some angels who their entire lives, they are in sajda in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many that their entire lives they're in ruku'. These angels, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says about them that on the day of Qiyamah, when these angels come, they will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ذَمَا عَبَدْنَاكَ حَقَّ عِبَادَتِكَ. They say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though the quality and the quantity of their worship is immense, they say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, the way you are worthy of worship, we haven't worshipped you. The way you should have been worshipped, we haven't worshipped you. The angels who have worshipped their entire lives, who never disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even once, on the day of Qiyamah, they will come and they'll say this. And in front of their worship, in front of their lives, our worship, we already know ourselves. So it's very important that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accepts our worship that we have done. Even though we know that is not worthy of His acceptance, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that through His infinite mercy and through His infinite grace, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He accept all of our worships. And I'll end on this one couplet that a poet has very beautifully said in the Arabic language. He said that, Astaghfirullah min siyami. He says that I seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness from my fasts. Not from any of the disobediences that I have done, but I seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from my fasts. وَصَلَاتِ. And he says that I seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness from my salah as well. Just like I do for my fast, I seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness from my salah as well. He goes on to say that صِيَامُنَا كُلُّهُ خَرُوقٌ. He says that our fasts, they have holes in them. They are ripped, they are torn. وَصَلَاتِ أَيَّمَا صَلَاتِ. He says that if you talk about our salah, what salah of ours? Right, the salah of ours that we are thinking about everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, our focus very seldom is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That salah. وَصَلَاتِ أَيَّمَا صَلَاتِ. And he goes on to say that مُسْتَيْقِظٌ فِي الدُّجَى وَلَكِن. He says that we are awake in the night and we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We stand in the salah. وَلَكِنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنْ يَقْضَطِ سُبَاتِ. But better than us staying awake and, you know, standing in the prayer in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and staying awake throughout the night, that worship of ours, it's in such a state that أَحْسَنُ مِنْ يَقْضَطِ سُبَاتِ, that's better than me staying awake, I'd rather go to sleep. Just like the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person, he gains nothing but keeping himself awake. It's better that he just sleeps. It's better that he rests. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He accept our very, you know, broken and our very broken worship. And even though we know it's not worthy of His acceptance, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His sheer mercy, accept that. So in conclusion, how do we complete our Ramadan? How do we say farewell to Ramadan? You know, it's very possible that this is our last Ramadan. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us lengthy, lengthy lives that we can spend many and many more Ramadan. But we don't know if this could be our last Ramadan. So to keep in mind, number one, we show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the worship that we've done. And in the next few days, we take benefit from it, from whatever days we have left for Ramadan. Number two, we seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. We want to leave the month of Ramadan in such a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us. And finally, even though we know that our worship is not worthy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's acceptance, as much as we can, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that through His infinite mercy, He accepts our worship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon what has been said. وَآخْرُ دَعْوَانَا أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ